Funny thing was, is from 15 to like 22, I mean, I was working so hard with the demos and the pictures and going in the studio and trying to get a deal and trying to get things moving. And it was when I finally said, I don't care anymore. And just like, I really think this might sound weird, but I think it was like a almost a humbling thing to God, where it was like, you know what, man, I'm just gonna make music, go down the promenade. I don't care what people think, just keep making music. A deal happened within 3 months. That's when I met my manager, and it just happened. It was the weirdest thing. As soon as we gave it up, it came, you know?
It's kind of cool.
So we got this little studio up in Studio City, or North Hollywood. And we brought in massive amounts of candles, trees. I mean, we brought in trees, man, you know what I'm saying? And flowers and wine and our friends and rugs and pillows and beds. We even brought in beds. And we just booked this thing out for like 3 months and lived in it and had an amazing time. I've always gotten compared to her, actually, since I was pretty young. And it never really bothers me because I know from like listening to the stuff that she's done how really wonderful she was. But now that I've gotten older, it really doesn't bother me. Because I just figured that, you know, if you want to make music and be able to have all your own opinions about things, you might as well just stay home and do it in private. But if you go out, know that people are going to have their opinions and they're going to compare you, and some are going to rip you to shreds, and some are going to love you, and some aren't going to care. And that's just kind of the way it is, you know?